We've been away as a group. We got off to Spain just for 4 days. So a mini break, if you like. Training, to be fair, to the players. Just a different environment. You know, the sun was in the sky somewhat. Not massive temperatures, but pleasant. Well, the last day was very nice, about 20, 21. But before that, about 18, sort of 16. But just a different feel. You know, well looked after over there as well. So the players got a bit of training in around a golf and just a bit of downtime, you know, around the training schedule. So it just made for something slightly different. We had a couple of meetings with the players about the expectation going forwards, and then a couple of days off at the end of that. So good for all.
Is it true then that a change is as good as a rest in terms of keeping up this run?
Well, we'll see. But that was obviously the thinking. You know, the players work very hard here. We know that. And finding that appropriate balance between that. It's not just physical downtime, you understand. It's the mental downtime as well, to give them a break from, you know, the league programme and something completely different. So they've come back nice and fresh.
As far as the ones that have been away with their countries are concerned, is everybody reported back okay?
Yeah, Scotty obviously came back early. We've had that checked out, had a scan, and they've been happy with that. And we've let the Canadian end know. Respect for them, really, because they've got him back sharpish and allowed us to take care of him here, you know, rather than keep him over there. Now, I think he's got a chance for Saturday. It certainly settled down reasonably quickly, and the scan was good news on his back. So, you know, we're hopeful with him.
Is that the real heart-in-mouth moment with these international breaks, when you've got players away, when you either see it or hear about it or get a call about it and think, not one of mine?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the games you can watch now, but you can't watch them all, and some are on at the same time often. So, you know, we do have to keep in touch. I try and stay away from it and let the physios and the sports scientists keep tabs on them, because, you know, I prefer to do that and just hope when that text comes through it's good news, as you suggest. But, I don't want to get in the way of people's internationals. I like the fact that we have recognised players playing international football, so we do support them with that.
Are you getting close to having the majority of them out there on the training pitch with you now? I know there are a few longer-term ones that are on their way back.
Yeah, we've had a couple of ups and downs, but nothing major. Duke's getting closer towards a game, but he's been training regularly. Chris Long, unfortunately, did his hamstring 2 weeks ago, but he's beginning to make moves back into the sort of training group. Kevin Long, obviously, has gone out on loan. And then Reuven Hennings had a mild sort of Achilles, but he's trained with the physios today, so we'll see how he is tomorrow. The other players all got a game in the week, which I was pleased with, and down at West Brom, and all came through that pretty much unscathed. So, you know, we've got a good, healthy group at the moment, and one that, you know, are all ready for the challenges going forward.
I know it's a cliche, but when you get a player back from a long-term injury, someone like Ashley Barnes, who's around the fringes now, perhaps, is it like signing a new player? Is it like having somebody, you know, a real shot in the arm to that squad?
Well, what it is, it's someone who we, you know, have come over time to entrust with what he does for the team, you know, and for himself. And he's a good character in it, and he's got a, you know, real desire to do well for himself and the team. And that's the, you know, the balance that we want and the mixture that we want. So he's been an important part of the squad. You know, and we like to think with the injured players, like with Duke and Barnsley and with Vokesy back in the day and Dean Marnie, we keep them around the group. They come out to Spain with us, so Duke was with us in Spain. You know, we've got a real belief in how the group operate here and the respect shown between them, and it's important that we do that and keep that group together. So, you know, a lot of good signs, and back to Barnsley, you know, he's a good character. We want him around the group, and if he's fit and well, he's showing signs now that he's just about there.
This weekend then, I think all eyes will be on your fixture because of the league positions of the two teams. Is that the kind of environment that this group of players really thrive on?
Well, we'll see. They certainly have done in the past. They've enjoyed the big games. We enjoyed the big games on TV. We've done very well with them. We like the clarity the group have in how they're playing at the moment, how they're working. And we've made a good marker of when we're ready to play, whenever that whistle blows. And that's an important one, of course, because you want that automaticity of just going out there and knowing what your job is, knowing what your role is, and being free to go and do it. And we've shown really good signs of that. The whistle blows on Saturday. We've got to be ready, and we will be.
Sometimes in this job, you ask a question and kind of know what the answer's going to be, but I'll have a go anyway. Is this the biggest game yet?
I think you can't define that. You can define things like that after the event. You know, at the end of the season, you look back and you say, oh, that was a big game, that was a big game, that one. They're all important, no matter what you look at the league. You know, my belief is 3 points are 3 points. No matter who you're beating, you've got to get 3 points, and you've got to get a lot of them over a season. It has more than that because of the fact of where it is in the league, the fact their position, the fact that we're going down the line, and, you know, the games are being ticked off quickly now. But it still remains on the fact that this doesn't guarantee you anything. You know, you win this one, you've got to win the next one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, until the job's done. If you don't win it, you've still got to go and win the next one and the next one and the next one. So you know, is it a helpful one to get a good result? Of course, for both teams, either way you look at it, but we only focus on ourselves. Be all and end all, no, because we know how football works out, and it's a topsy-turvy way, you know, that football can often be. So our focus is still on the next game, and that next game is this one. We take care of that one, we move forwards.
Are supporters entitled to think differently? Are supporters entitled to build up to games that they've focused on for some time, particularly with there being an international break before?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's a different focus. It'd be boring if fans were literally like, you know, of our depth of knowledge, with all due respect, because it would be, you know, you want that feeling, you want that fervour, you want the ups and downs, the ins and outs of football. That's the marvel of what it is as a supporter. Ours is a different view because we understand it on a different level, and that brings a different feeling to it. But make no mistake, the one thing we're all absolutely focused on is the next game and winning it. So for supporters and coaches and managers and players, that is the clear focus. And we've shown strong signs of that, going to wherever we've been over the country and taking hold and gripping the game and taking the game on. And that's what we look to do.
Brighton have come right back into contention, haven't they, in recent weeks? How impressed have you been with them this season?
I didn't honestly think they ever went away. They had such a big start that if you look at it statistically over a season, it's rare that clubs have a start like that disappear. So I don't think there was ever a case of that. And, you know, them themselves, they've been under the radar a bit, as we were, you know, until more recent times, you know. And they've spent well, they've spent wisely, you know, recently spending another few million on Knockout. So, you know, early season, Hemed and a couple of other foreign players they've bought in. And they've got a different mix there, you know, and Chris has done a great job in getting that mix right. And Colin, of course, I always mention Colin because I worked under him at Northampton and had a great time there with him. But they know we're a good machine ourselves, you know. They know they've got a test on their hands because we're a good side ourselves, and they know the belief we've got in what we do as well.
You mentioned going under the radar, probably for your whole time here up to this point, I guess. Burnley have been under the radar, underdogs, however you want to put it. Is it markedly different, people expecting you to win the league or win promotion or fancying you to do well?
I don't think we're underdogs this season. I think there was a balanced view at the beginning of the season, you know, with some of the teams that were really throwing money at situations and had good players as well as adding more good players. So I don't really think we've been underdogs this season. I think most people in pre-season had us around that sort of top 7 or 8 and possibly looking higher than that. So I don't want to cry it in and make out they've been complete underdogs. Not this season. We have been over the last couple, but not this one. On the other hand, we haven't been market leaders. So I think there's a balanced view on it. You know, we know what our intention is this season. It's never changed. We know what we want to achieve, and that's still intact.